On this Monday afternoon, let's turn our attention to the commodity markets. As usual, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, is on the phone line to decipher what happened in Chicago at the CME Group. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
You know, first off, I'm looking forward to seeing you this evening at the Champaign County Farm Bureau building tonight at 7 o'clock.
Oh, boy, that's always a good event to attend. A lot of good questions and conversation.
Nice folks. We can count ourselves lucky. We've got rainfall in the area, and producers haven't made it into the field yet, so I'm hoping we have a nice size crowd tonight.
Looking forward to it.
All right, so let's take them through what we know about the commodity markets, what happened today.
Well, consolidation is probably the best word. It seems or feels like the trade's waiting for a next piece of information to give it some direction to go with. Commodity funds have been heavy buyers here since the middle of January, and we're at a point where we're reaching objectives that warrants a little back and filling until we get that next bit of news. And I know your next question, what news will that be? Well, probably the Wednesday's WASD numbers. You know, the trade's kind of dialed in to have old crop corn carry out about 1.4, beans around 139 million bushels. Well, not have any of the new crop estimates, though that'll be in May, where they plug in the acreage and their expectations of demand. Accompanied with that, on Wednesday, we will see some revised world numbers, but they don't look for a significant change in those, Todd.
So Wednesday is the day we look forward to. This is kind of the wrap-up of a series of numbers. March was heavy laden and always is with USDA reports, and then we have some serious numbers that come out in April, too, to follow those up. WASDE is the first chance that the World Agricultural Outlook Board has really to put into context, in particular, the prospective plantings and the grain stocks numbers. You said that we're not really expecting a whole lot of change, but it does continue to set a tone for the marketplace. And that tone, in your opinion, is in which direction for corn and soybeans?
Bullish. You know, we're seeing a situation from last winter here, the worry of slowdown demand, but demand has been strong. Ideas of larger acres, which is somewhat true in the bean complex, but yet the corn, you know, acreage isn't quite there. So we've got an uptrend going right now. The trend is your friend. So as a trader, as a commodity trader, you got to stick with the assumption that this market's going to continue to climb the wall of worry here over the short term. Now, that being said, though, if you're a risk manager, you know, involved in agriculture and a producer, you got to take advantage of this move in here and sort of incorporate some risk management tools here to protect your downside. So if the weather cooperates and we see acres get planted, and if someone happened in the world where this demand would slow, we've got some downside protection, because when we visited last winter with a lot of producers felt the pain of break even, or the fear of not being able to break even with bean prices towards $11. And the prospects of corn going down to $4.
And so is your primary goal to protect the difference between the crop insurance setting month of February and current price, or are there other things that you're driving towards?
Well, there's various things you can do. One natural response is, well, I've got crop insurance, which is, you know, some risk management, true, but that crop still needs to be sold. Then, two, there's uninsured bushels or that need to be covered, too. But we've been coming in and attacking the corn and bean market, 50 cents in corn and $1 in beans, feeling that this market goes down, that extra 50 cents in corn, that extra $1 in beans would be beneficial to help that bottom line.
Take me through the lean hogs very quickly. They look like they may have topped.
Well, we've had such a run-up on fears. Basically, the hog and pig report didn't show the drawdown they expected in numbers at this point in time. Then China coming out and talking about live imports of hogs being put on hold because they didn't want to have their virus brought into their country, generated some significant long liquidation. Also, too, when you look at the overall weight gains, we're seeing an extra 8-9 pounds on the hogs, and so we're starting to see some heavier weights come in with some supply to work with. But overall, the trade still remains fearful that as we get into the summer, we're going to start seeing some smaller numbers.
Hey, thanks so much.
Very good.
That is Kurt Kimmel. We'll talk with him again this evening. That'll happen at the Champaign County Farm Bureau tonight at 7 o'clock.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Okay, let's start dialing some numbers. We can dial these numbers, 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455 in the midst of our spring pledge drive, just getting a good start. Dave Dickey and I would really like you to pledge maybe $200, $240. $120 is perfectly fine. That's what we usually ask for you, but I think it's time, since you've had pretty good profits for 5 years, and I know you're looking at something a little different now, but it's time to up the ante just a bit, so let's go with $200 to begin with.